Today we continue to hear more parables from Jesus. And it was an ancient Jewish complaint to the Lord, which we see in the scriptures very often. Why do the wicked thrive? Why do you let them succeed in life? Why do they seem so happy? Why do they seem to be having success in their endeavors? And Jesus, in part, is replying to that with this parable of the weeds and the wheat. Just you wait, he says, until the harvest comes. Now, last week we heard about the sower and who sowed the seed, and it fell on all kinds of soil, and in part it fell on among the thorns, which grew up and choked out the plant. So it's a good question that these servants have for the master. Why not tear out the weeds? Well, Jesus says that it's because these weeds are interspersed. They're wrapped around the plant, and there's danger that pulling up the weeds would also pull up the roots of the good plant, of the wheat. He is describing, it seems, a reality of our fallen world. Evil is everywhere interspersed with what is good. So I want to try to give us three applications of this parable, perhaps to help us understand it better and know how it relates to our lives. What's he trying to teach us? Now, I must warn you that all three of these things need nuance, more nuance than I'm going to be able to give in a homily, and they're all subject to be misunderstood. So, just a caveat there. The first one has to do with judgment. Brothers and sisters, all of us judge and need to judge. It's one of the faculties that we're given to be able to assess a situation, to evaluate our surroundings. Is this safe or dangerous? Is this person trustworthy or not? This is a natural thing. But Jesus, when he tells us, judge not, lest you be judged, he's speaking of something a little bit different. That it's not for you or me to make a determination about the state of someone's soul. That's God's job, that's his territory. So, our faculty of judgment doesn't extend that far. But, don't we often make quick judgments, erroneous judgments? We commit what's called the fundamental attribution error. So-and-so did this, and so I immediately think that they're a certain kind of person. I don't take into account the circumstances or other factors that I might not be aware of that might have led them to do that. Someone honked at me in traffic, right? They're a bad person. Maybe they really had somewhere to be. Maybe they're exceptionally stressed out. I don't know. I can't say. Right? So a quick judgment would be to attribute a certain characteristic to them by the minimal information that I have. Friends, if we're just waiting to find fault in others, we don't need to wait long. We will find fault in everyone. Every person you meet, we will, of course, find fault in them. But this parable perhaps helps us not to throw the baby out with the bathwater, not totally disavow someone just because we found a fault in them. I made a list of special favorites that we like to do this to. Politicians, your next door neighbor, your in-laws, and who wrote that? Your new priests. So the weeds are sown among the wheat. We need to be able to take time and not rush to harsh judgments. The second application has to do with our thoughts. Most of the spiritual life, most of the battle occurs in the level of our thoughts. We have good thoughts. We have evil thoughts. We have consoling thoughts. We have distressing thoughts. Some of these weeds that are sown in our minds are thoughts of discouragement, loss, anger, thoughts of self-accusation. I'm so stupid. I'll never be good enough. There's so many of these weeds that get sown in our minds, aren't there? So many of these thoughts. We all have positive thoughts and negative thoughts. Now there's a danger, friends. If we spend all of our energy trying to identify the negative thoughts, we might obsess about them. Oh, I'm worried. Well, why am I so worried? Let me enumerate all the reasons why I might be worried. Right? That's just taking you down a spiral, isn't it? Feeding those negative thoughts. But on the other hand, trying to uproot these thoughts by violence, by not allowing yourself to feel a certain way, is also dangerous, isn't it? We might do more damage by repressing these thoughts than by even obsessing over them. So what do we do? What do we do? We recognize that the weeds will be sown among the wheat. And so when we recognize these unwanted, these negative thoughts, we bring them to the Lord. We hear in the scriptures, I think it's in Joshua or Judges, the battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. So we bring this to Him. Lord, I'm feeling discouraged. Is there something that you're trying to teach me? Is there something that you want to show me? Or if these thoughts are not from you, Lord, you deal with them. You take them away. Do whatever you want with them. Let Jesus sort out the weeds and the wheat in the battle of the mind that's going on. Similarly, the third application in the moral life, should we be trying to root out sin from our lives? Absolutely, yes. St. Paul tells us, put to death that which is earthly in you. Fight the good fight. Flee temptation. Right? We need to be fighting the battle for holiness, trying to root out sin in our lives. Yet, even more attention ought to be given to building up virtue in our lives. One time there was a religious sister that visited the seminary. She had been given particular gifts to be able to pray with people and help them through their struggles. Sometimes she received visions or images from the Lord that she would share. She was praying with me, and she said, "Well, I see a beautiful garden, but it seems to me that you are fixated on these weeds that are there in the midst of this massive, beautiful garden." She listed some of them. They were accurate. They were there. But she reminded me that I was missing all of the beautiful growth, all of the good things that were there. Yes, brothers and sisters, we need to root out sin, but humbly recognize that we will always have weeds in our garden. So even as we're trying to deal with these weeds, we need to be even more attentive to cultivating that good growth and not be obsessed by our weaknesses and our sins. The Lord will sort it out in the end, right? All we need to do is place our trust in Him. Continue to hand back over to Him this battle and the struggle that we are in the midst of. He will store up all that is good for us. He Himself will root out all that is evil. Let's let Him be the judge. Let's let Him do the heavy lifting. Let's give it all over for Him to sort out.